Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The people most likely to die from hospital-acquired infections are those who are already sick or immunocompromised. Using metabolomics to better understand the infectious microbes, Dr. Ian Lewis has made a startling discovery. He worked with cystic fibrosis patients and found a genetic quirk with microbes called metabolic dependency, or oxytrophy. Dr. Ian Lewis holds the Alberta Innovates Health Solutions Translational Health Chair in Metabolomics at the University of Calgary.
We think that genetic problems in microbes might actually be beneficial. In microbiology, these are known as oxytrophies. This is a metabolic dependency. These are defects. If these microbes were to grow in a condition other than in your lungs, they would die, as they're dependent on these external supplies and nutrients. So we actually have a good thermodynamic explanation for that. We believe it's directly related to biosynthetic costs, and we believe we can predict all of the mutations that could potentially contribute to selection.
Dr. Lewis's research will use thermodynamics to predict metabolic changes that help infectious microbes thrive, thereby improving diagnosis and treatment. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.